Yes, those lovable Goldbergs, brought to you Monday through Friday by Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dove. And now the Goldbergs. You can live through anything. Sammy Goldberg has just learned that. And most of all, you can live through a change of heart. Although Sylvia, the girl he once wanted to marry, is the cause of Sammy's injury, although she is the reason why he lies now in a hospital bed, Sammy told his mother that even though he didn't love Sylvia, he would marry her. Molly is convinced that Sammy shouldn't marry this girl, but she's now tied to the fact that Sammy's hurt and sick. And more than anything else, Molly wants Sammy to get well. Sylvia is in Sammy's hospital room now, and Molly wonders why she's staying so long.
Sit down, Mama, darling. Let me sit this way, Rosalie, so I can see the door to Sammy's room. I want to see when Sylvia comes out. Here's Papa. He'll be here in a minute, Ma. He's waiting to talk to the doctor again. He wants to be sure Sammy can be moved. If possible, that's what I want, Rosalie. I want Sammy home in less than better. No matter what, I want Sammy home. Have you got a handkerchief, Ma? Handkerchief? Why? Give me it. Handkerchief? Did with it? Oh. Here, Mommy. You haven't got a handkerchief, Rosalie. What are you doing?
I want to wipe your forehead. Do you feel warm, Ma?
Warm? I don't know what I feel, darling. Don't know what I feel. Don't feel anything, Rosalind. Not warm, not cold, and not lukewarm.
Wait, Ma.
Give me, Mama, you please, darling. I'll do it, dear. I'll do it.
Why is she in there with Sammy so long? Why?
The nurse won't let her stay in there any longer than she should, Ma.
Oh, here comes Papa.
Oh, here comes Papa.
Fix your hair, Ma. Don't let Papa think that...
What, Rosalind? What can I hide from Papa now at this moment? What?
Well, Jake...
I didn't see the doctor yet.
No?
He's expected any moment.
Oh.
Is she still inside with Sammy?
Yes. Sit down, Papa, darling.
Molly.
Yes?
Why don't you and Rosie go out and swallow a cup? You haven't had a morsel in your mouth? You must be hungry.
Lizzo, maybe. Sit down, Jay, darling.
Molly, dear, do you feel a little better?
How do you feel, Jake?
When I look at you... I don't know how I feel. If you go to pieces, Molly, then everything is over.
I'm all right, Jake, yes. I'm all right. I'm feeling very well, Jake, dear. Look, Jake, I look better. I'm feeling much better, Jake.
Yeah. Isn't that the doctor, Pa, standing over there at the desk talking to the nurse?
Yes, it is. I'll be right back, Molly.
All right, darling. Try anything, Jake, darling. Talk plainly, dear. Tell the doctor, no matter what has to be, if we have to take an ambulance, if we have to take an aeroplane, if we have to take a private car, no matter what, darling, no matter what, we must take family home, Jake, dear.
I will.
Go, dear. Oh, do you want to walk out and get a cup of coffee, Ma?
No, dear.
You must be hungry, Ma.
I'm not, dear. I'm not.
You want me to go and ask the nurse why she let Sylvia stay in Sammy's room so long?
No. No, I don't want you to do that, darling. I don't want you to do that. Let's sit. Sit quietly, Mama. For two minutes, don't talk. Just don't talk. I want not to talk for 2 minutes.
All right, Ma, please.
Can't answer the questions now, backwards and forwards. I can't answer no questions.
Rosalie, what, Ma?
She sees us.
Who?
Sylvia.
Oh, what are you afraid of, Ma? Let her be afraid, Mama, darling. You're trembling. Don't talk to her if you don't want to, Ma.
I don't like to talk to her.
Ma.
Sure. Sit
there. The nurse wants him to rest now. He hasn't any pain. He's just tired.
Jake?
What good are your tears now, Sylvia? You should have cried before. Maybe that would have made a human being out of you.
Jake.
What does the doctor say?
We can move him if we insist.
Then I insist.
That's what I said. You go back to the house and get everything together. I'll make the final arrangements here.
Could I go with you, please?
Aren't you satisfied yet? Didn't you do enough already?
Pa, please.
I'll be right back, Mala, dear. Wait for me. Come, Rosie.
Papa,
don't.
Mrs. Goldberg. Sammy spoke to him. He doesn't hate me. I suppose you wish I had died. No. Let me go back to Lassenbury with you. Let me go and stay with you till Sam is better. I'll help him get better. I will. You think I can't? He needs me, too. I'm not the same as I was. I've changed. I'm different. I didn't know what I was doing. I couldn't think or see or feel. I do now. Please, Mrs. Goldberg. You wouldn't even have to talk to me. I could stay in the village and just come to see him every day. Please. I love Sammy more than my own life. I want him to get well. I want him to be happy. You loved him before. Not this way. Please, Mrs. Goldberg. Just let me go with you and stay until Sammy gets better. I'll promise anything you want me to. I'll do anything you say. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking of everything I did. You're thinking of what I said and how I lied. But you're not like the others. They hate and resent me the way they have a right to. Even if I changed it. Even if I became another person, all they'd remember is how I hurt them. I can't blame them. It's right for them to think that. But you're different. I know what you're afraid of. You know Sammy loves me. You do. You know it. You can tell because you know him the way he does know himself. You're afraid he'll marry him. You're afraid he wants to still. I promise you. I promise you with all my heart that I will never marry Sammy. Never. Sammy loves me. He told me so.
Sammy told you he loves
me. I wouldn't say so if he hadn't.
You think he does?
Well, he said he loved me. You don't believe me?
Will you believe me if I tell you something? I never lied to you, Sylvia. I always told you what I thought. I always did what I thought. I always told you what I felt. I never tried to hide it from you. If I tell you something, will you believe me?
Yes.
I'm going to hurt you, Sylvia. And I never in my life hurt anybody if I knew it.
Tell me.
I don't know why. But I'm sorry for you. Because when a person has done what you did and felt what you felt, when a person finally ends with everybody, how shall I say it, not liking them, let me say, and what's left in that person is the last thing left. Pride, maybe. I wouldn't want to take that from you, because then you will be altogether alone.
Tell me, Mrs. Scope.
Sammy don't love you, Sylvia. He knows what I know. And only because Sammy is Sammy, he's willing to marry you and say he loves you. The truth, Sylvia. I never lie.
But I still want to go to Lassenbury.
Why?
If pitying me, if trying to help me will help Sammy now, I'm willing to be pitied.
And after?
I don't have any afterwards, Mrs. Goldberg. I'm like no one else in the world, except those perhaps who are ready to die. What I have now.
But Molly hasn't yet given her consent, and if she does, what can it bring about in Sammy's life and Sylvia's? Molly looks at the stony face of this girl who has lived with a reckless disregard of everything but her own desires, and Molly marvels at the strange depths in the human heart and how little we understand them.